details.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'd like to know what the heck's going on. Here we are in another frickin' war. Congress is all on vacation again. Who's minding the store? I mean, I'm appalled. I just can't believe this. I think we're just going to have a complete U.S. nationwide recall and get all these idiots out of Washington.
The revolution has begun, and it's over the no-fly, the participation that we are involved in, the no-fly zone in Libya. Mike calling in, not very happy with the president. The international forces have established the no-fly zone in Libya, and that's pretty much number one, kind of pushing Japan out of front and center. We'll do what we can time-wise to touch on both of those during this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a way of reviewing what's going on, very unique, the only program of its type. The essence of what we do here is look at the talk radio or listen to, well, we watch the television, listen to the radio, get the issues, and then bring them to you, and you decide what you want to say about them one way or another after you've heard from the so-called experts who are on a lot of these programs. For example, here's John Gambling on his program. Here's one person on the radio talking to somebody else on television, and normally I have found her. I've kind of almost written Andrea Mitchell off because of her obvious biases. She's supposed to be a reporter for NBC. Anyway, and so they talk here about the rumor that the Arab League, who had originally endorsed the idea of the no-fly zone, are having some second thoughts.
I read that the Arab Emirates and the Arab delegation that was part of this decision to begin with is not very happy. They say this has gone further than they thought it was going to. Can you add anything to that, shed any light on that?
That is a real problem, a diplomatic problem, and a political problem as well, because it was the Arab League endorsement, as I say, that made it possible for them to win support in the UN. Amr Moussa, who is the outgoing head of the Arab League, expressed some doubts in Egypt yesterday. He is running for office in Egypt, so he's got under some political pressure. He was quickly called by State Department officials who tried to turn him around, and he said he was misquoted. So it's one of those deals where people are trying to skirt around it. But I think that the Arab support is less than advertised, and they've got to quickly move to show some force. They say that planes from Qatar, one of the Gulf countries, are going to be in position within the next day or two. That will help. But it seems like a little bit of a Band-Aid. It doesn't seem like they are really leading the way.
Yeah, I agree. And it seems to me that it is going to be very difficult for the United States, and I think this is a fear on the part of many, for us to extricate ourselves. I don't think we can just turn ourselves off on this at this point, do you?
Well, you're raising exactly the right question. What is the end game? Is it to get rid of Gaddafi? They claim no, that it's not regime change, but that really is their goal, even though they can't say so because they don't have legal authority from the UN for that. But clearly they would like to see him out. The president has stated that Gaddafi must go. So this seems to be what they would hope would be the political end game. They just hope that his own people turn against him, his inner forces and his palace guard, and that they take him out rather than having us do it. That said, how do we get out of there once we're in, and who replaces Gaddafi? This is a tribal country with no political institutions that we know of. We don't know very much about these rebel leaders, and what's going to move into that vacuum? So we have opened something up here, stepped into something, and I'm not sure they know how they intend to get out.
Boy, that doesn't sit very well with me. It scares me to death because these things have a way of creeping in directions that you have no control over, and I think the president has found that out in other things, that you don't always have control over the world around you like you would hope.
Well, that's what they claim they are dealing with, and they say, the White House officials who are briefing reporters, talking to me and briefing reporters down in Rio, they say that this is going to be short. It's going to be days, not weeks and months, that they will transition to a coalition command, even though there's going to be a pretty big American presence, that it's not going to be American-led except for these opening days where they're clearing the airspace and the battle zone and making it possible for coalition forces to take over. So one can hope that that is the commitment. But as you know, a lot of people in Congress are raising questions from the left and the right. John McCain and others saying they didn't move quickly enough and should have been more robust. Others in both parties saying that it's too much and that we should not be involved in a third war in a Muslim country.
Ah, the war against the Muslims. It is troubling, all of this stuff. I thought we ought to have a no-fly zone, but because he had so few planes, okay, so in a couple, 3 or 4 days, done, end of story. Appears not to be the case. Well, let's wait and see. I think before we get all worked up about this, we see what happens. If in a week from now we're still there and this is still going on, then maybe it is something we've got to look at carefully. What do you think? 800-510-8255. U.S. national security officials say that Gaddafi's forces have pulled back from a few of the towns in these areas where the airstrikes are taking place. Advances by the troops stalled, so they say. Gaddafi forces still active, though. A ceasefire isn't likely today or any time in the next few days. What say you about this? More talk host involvement in this. 800-510-8255. Where's the money coming from to pay for this is the question. Apparently we have a few extra bucks in the Pentagon budget. That doesn't shock anybody, does it? 800-510-8255. More coming up right away here on The Countdown.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Dear Mom and Dad, one thing I've learned in the Army is that when you're lucky enough to get a little time off, you should put it to good use. So I'm taking a moment to write and tell you that I'm fine and doing well. We have good days and bad days over here. We try to remember the good ones and get through the bad ones as best we can. Mostly we have each other, and that's what keeps us going. That and the pride of our commitment to getting the job done, whatever it takes. I miss you all very much and can't wait to get back to life as usual. Please tell everybody hello for me, and that I'll be home soon. And Mom, since you asked, if anyone wants to help, just tell them to contact the USO. You can't believe how much they do for us. With love, your son, Michael.
The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. People just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Oh, unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Oh, I don't...
Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
We're focused on what's going on in Libya. Here from Fox, Chris Wallace speaks to Bill Kristol and Juan Williams, who's the new darling of pretty much everybody, about the importance of getting Gaddafi out.
Let's talk about the mission. You heard Admiral Mullen say his orders are clear. Protect the civilians, don't overthrow Gaddafi. That's not the point. Is that a mistake? Can we live with Gaddafi in any sort of power? He can create a lot of trouble.
No, we cannot leave Gaddafi in power, and we won't leave Gaddafi in power. I think the immediate military mission, Admiral Mullen correctly described, but the political goal is to remove Gaddafi, and ultimately military assets will serve that political goal.
So how do we get from here to there?
Well, first we protect civilians and destroy his military capability, and then we help others remove him, indirectly, presumably, though I would not, unlike the president, rule out ultimately perhaps having to go in with peacekeeping and nation-stabilizing forces. And I wouldn't be surprised if we do that at the end of the day. President Clinton ruled out ground forces in Kosovo, and then finally the threat of ground forces caused Milosevic to capitulate, and then we ended up sending in peacekeeping forces, and we eventually got rid of Milosevic. I hope that happens sooner rather than later here. We need to get rid of Gaddafi. I think we were slow in doing what we had to do, but we have to be effective. I hope the Obama administration is not taking the position of, we hope this works out. We have U.S. forces committed. We can rhetorically pretend we're following, not leading. We need to succeed. One.
Well, I think it's pretty clear. The president has said, you know what, Gaddafi has lost legitimacy and must go. And he said that on Tuesday after that highly controversial meeting at the White House, in which, as Senator Graham said, it was the ladies of the Obama administration who said very clearly it was time to get involved in military action. And I thought you heard in your interview with Admiral Mullen the reluctance on the part of the American military that's always ascribed now to President Obama. But the fact is that Secretary of Defense Gates, a Republican, a conservative, was one who said, you know, this is a difficult mission for the military, our third war, we don't want to get involved. But I would add, in terms of responding to something Bill said, that what you've got here is a situation where the U.S. government has frozen Gaddafi's assets, where the U.S. government has embargoed purchasing Libyan oil. This all serves to isolate Gaddafi and, I think, limit what he can do, and is going to expedite the fact that Gaddafi is gone. I don't think there's any way Gaddafi stays in power. This is not about the U.S. going in there or bombing his home or anything like that. I think leave that to the Arabs of the world. Let them take the action and take away the sting of blaming the U.S. for everything that goes wrong.
All right. Next up is a discussion from Russ Cassell and Lisa Rollins on their radio program about Americans and Libya.
We've decided, along with allies, to go to war with Libya. Now, the question, and it's a simple one, do you agree with this decision or not? Here's what I already sense about all this. I think the American public, and this is a huge assumption on my part, but this is just what I'm feeling and I think. I think the American public in general is not for this. Certainly the left, they're scratching their head and they're going, wait a minute. Didn't Obama say back in 07 that an American president can't do this? He certainly did. He offered resolutions. He cited example after example. You can't do this. And you especially can't do this. I don't care about the War Powers Act. You can't. Oh, this is Barack Obama, made the case that you can't do this without going to Congress and at least having a vote. But what has Barack Obama done? He's gone and he's done this. Now, he had a few select lawmakers over at the White House to basically tell him this is what I'm going to do. But the left is really in a tizzy this morning. And I think many folks on the right are also really upset about this. I think the vast majority of the American public is tired of war. We're in two wars, and many folks, and there's a case to be made for this, we're stretched thin. And the other thing that's perking out there, nobody understands why. But the most amazing thing happened yesterday on some of the news shows. Because on the left, I mean, when you hear what John Kerry said, that our purpose there is not to take out Gaddafi, although the reports are this morning that we have hit the Gaddafi compound.
Yeah, just where he is.
The British missiles have hit there. And, you know, so what would be the point of doing all this if your point is not to take out Gaddafi?
All right. Jeez, we go on and on. A couple of more radio programs we'll investigate, then your calls at 800-510-8255 on the countdown.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, so we are 800-510-8255. Here's my friend Tom Becca from affiliate KFAB talking about what he thinks is the real reason that we are there in Libya.
We're now bombing Libya. And we're bombing Libya because of the way that Muammar Gaddafi's been treating his citizens, that there have been human rights violations, and as such now, we have got to go and bomb Libya. Can we all be honest here? We're all adults, right? Most of us. Let's act like it. It's not about the fact that Muammar Gaddafi has been mistreating his citizens. There are nations in Africa, North Korea, and others, you can just mention left and right, that have mistreated their citizens. That's not what this is about. This is about oil. Pure and simple. If there was no oil in that country, if Muammar Gaddafi was just abusing his citizens, we might have a UN sanction and say, now stop that. We've got a resolution here. We got a piece of paper that says you got to stop that. Knock it off. And we might send some humanitarian relief that the warlords would confiscate and end up selling in the black market. But we wouldn't be throwing in our military and risking the lives of young men and women if there wasn't oil there. And I had a bit of an epiphany today when it came to my attention, when it came to my belief that our war for oil has become the latest edition of the war on poverty or the war on drugs. It's never going to end. The war for oil here, the war for oil, it really is. Is it any different than the war on drugs? Innocent people's lives are being lost to pay for our addiction. Isn't that what happens when the crack cocaine and the cartels and the drug dealers in Mexico and Colombia and that? Isn't that really the same thing? Because of our addictions, these drug dealers end up getting killed? Isn't it the same thing now with oil? Because of our addiction to oil, innocent people are going to be losing their lives in Libya or Iraq, Afghanistan, and who knows where else. It's sad. What we've got to do, and nobody is really seriously addressing it, what we've got to do is we've got to get off the foreign oil so that if there's a civil war going on in Libya, we could give a rat's patoot. It's a civil war. We wouldn't want Libya getting involved back when we had our civil war. back during the Vietnam era, when you had the National Guard shooting on students at Kent State, you wouldn't want other countries intervening, right? But because it's about oil, France, Britain, and us are now getting involved in Libya. And I will say this. At least we're not the only ones carrying this flag this time.
All right, who agrees with Tom Becker, 800-510-8255. The ladies on The View have discussed Libya, and this is more or less, I think, the summation of what they think.
We don't really know why we're there. When we had the war and we liberated Kuwait, we knew what our objective is. What is our objective? Is it to get rid of Gaddafi? Supposedly not. What is our foreign policy? Are we going to go into every country in which there are uprisings? We don't know who the people were who are, you know, protesting. We don't know whether we want to get rid of Gaddafi. We're certainly not going to use ground troops. It's this uncertainty that each one of us is expressing.
Well, the reason we are is because this man can't lead. He has no experience. He has no power. He's no strength. He doesn't have fortitude. He's a politician. He's a hack. Here he is talking about the coalition strike.
A leader who has lost his legitimacy decides to turn his military on his own people, that we can't simply stand by with empty words.
And I don't know that he's wrong about this, but by the same token, what's the plan? All right, now is the time for you to call. Here we go. Your calls will have plenty of them. A lot of people standing by want to be heard on this, and a lot of people using the Facebook connection to send their thoughts as well. Do it now, 800-510-TALK. It's 28 past the hour.
Would you like to own a brand new computer and improve your credit at the same time? If you have a bank account and can afford weekly payments of just $29.99, you're already approved for a brand new Dell, HP, or other name brand computer. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. Computer Funding says you're approved guaranteed, even if you have bad credit or no credit. All you need is a bank account and can afford weekly payments of just $29.99 for only 12 months. We even report on your credit so you can help start to build or rebuild a positive rating today. Call 888-263-1149. Call right now and we'll include a free 20-inch LCD TV and free printer with your paid purchase. That's a free LCD TV and free printer. Don't wait. Call now for your computer or wireless laptop and help build or rebuild your credit today. Call 888-263-1149. 888-263-1149. That's 888-263-1149.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
When you're considering buying your first home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. Come by Wells Fargo today and we'll sit with you, answer all your questions, and work with you step by step through the process of buying your first home. A Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval lets real estate agents and sellers know you're a serious buyer because you're credit approved. That way, you'll be ready to go out and make an offer with confidence. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years, and we've been slowly growing. And our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendovite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with Extendovite.
Chinese are calling for a ceasefire. Does that work? 800-510-8255. We're discussing the situation in Libya, our involvement in the no-fly zone, the rest of the world being involved. Well, I don't know, the rest of the world, there are people involved other than our involvement, which is what seems to be at the core of a lot of people and their angst about this. If you have not been listening, what's been happening is input from talk radio and talk television on this, both sides, the left and the right. Now the most important part, your calls at 800-510-8255, plus your Facebook comments as well. I'll get to those and sprinkle them in. Let's get started with Carlos, listening to KUGN in Eugene, Oregon. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Yep.
First of all, it is true that the world's interest on that country is because we are addicted to oil, and that's the reason we're there. But the U.S. needs to remember that we do have experience in this situation because of what we did in Iraq and what's going on there. But you also got to remember the victims there are the civilians that get killed by accident with these accidents that happen there. And you got to remember that these civilians that die have relatives and friends, and really angers them when accidents like this happens. And usually what ends up happening when this happens, that's more reason for them to join Islamic or terrorist groups to pay back for those relatives that they killed, you know, to pay back for those bombs that were dropped on their families and friends, you know what I mean, to pay back for what the U.S. or other United Nations have done to them, you know, and that's the only concern that we have.
Do you know the movie The President with Michael Douglas?
I heard about it. I've never seen it before.
All right. The reason I bring it up is because in the movie there is a scene in which he decides to attack Libya for the premise. I don't remember what the premise was, but I remember thinking as I saw this. Matter of fact, it was on last night, and I was dozing off until this part of the movie came up, and I woke up and watched as they went through the debate on the movie of what was going on. They had done something, and so we're going to bomb one of their buildings that has their security stuff in it. And he decides to bomb it at night because the only people who will be in there are the janitors. And then he goes off in this soliloquy of reasoning how tough it is to be president because he just decided to kill a bunch of people in that building. And I think there was pretty good insight there into how this stuff happens. Pretty lonely making those decisions. By the same token, what do you take into effect? Michael Douglas, in his role in that movie, was a far more seasoned president, even though he's an actor. The idea of the president making decisions like that, I think it's easy to criticize for sure, and this guy certainly is easier than most to criticize. But you wonder what sort of things do go on as they make their decisions. The thing is, when they've made the decisions, are they the right decisions? That's what you and I have to judge at the ballot box, Carlos, and we also have to judge it in our own actions as we, you know, at some point in time say we must do something, as you've suggested and others, about this oil connection that we have. We just keep falling off the same horse. It is absolutely patently ridiculous. Tom Becker was right. Thanks for your call. Vina is in Oceanside, California. Beautiful spot. Go ahead, please. You're on the air.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
This is my second or third time listening to this program, and what the gentleman earlier, Tom Becker, is that correct?
Tom Becker is a host at KFAB in Omaha.
Okay. I totally think he's just right on the money. I think that is all about the oil. It seems like there is, you know, atrocities going on all over the world. We somehow pick the ones wherever the oil is.
Yeah.
And conveniently.
Yep.
And I think there's a lot to that.
Yep, yep, there sure is. Behind the scenes, the big oil, the big money pulling those strings. Thank you, ma'am. 800-510-8255. Jay in Indianapolis, Indiana, with support for this. Go ahead, Jay. You're on the air.
Yeah. I think Obama had a proper contingency plan on the effect to relieve the people of the anguish of the evil dictator that was putting bombs and stuff and killing all those good folks. You know, I mean, what else was he supposed to do? You know,
it's hard. There's no question about making a decision in this instance is hard to do. Why people who supported him are upset is because they felt he wasn't all about this, and he's become just like every other two-bit president that's been in there, a puppet of big oil, and now Americans are waking up to it, and so people on all sides are upset. What else was he to do? There could have been intervention a lot earlier to have kept the deaths from getting to the point where they are. You know, but again, it's Monday morning quarterbacking. It's easy for you and me to sit here.
Let me ask you this
yeah.
question. Okay. Now, you said he was like any other president that was in there.
Yes.
But isn't it true that the Congress runs the show?
No. Congress had nothing to do with this. That's what's angering a lot of people. He didn't even go to Congress and tell them or ask them. He just decided to do it. And apparently under the Rule of Powers Act.
I tell you what. I can almost put money on it that Congress, they knew what was going on. There is no way that Congress could not have known.
No, I didn't say they didn't know, but they didn't vote on it. When you say go to Congress, that means go to Congress and ask them for their support. He did tell a couple of folks that he knows or leaders in Congress that this is what we were going to do, but he didn't go to Congress and say, okay, this is the plan. You want to vote it up or down? That did not happen.
Well,
all right?
I'm telling you like this. Libya, we get oil from Libya,
yep.
Okay? And for the simple fact is, fuel prices are going up.
Yep.
Yep. I believe that, yeah, maybe we went in there for trying to get some of that oil to change his mind because he wanted act the fool and everything and didn't want to up all that oil. But the fact of the matter is, this man had lost his mind. How in the world could you shoot upon your own people?
You can't. The guy needs to go. There's no question about that. We're just talking about what the reaction is one way or the other. Some people think he did the right thing. Some people think he did the wrong thing. Some people say we should have had more people involved other than the French and the English. There should be more unilateral involvement. The Chinese now say let's have a ceasefire. It's just around. The Chinese interests are the same as ours. They want oil. They get more of their oil from Libya than we do. We get 2% of our oil from there. I think they get, last I heard, the number was 12 or 14% of the oil the Chinese use is coming out of there. So it's not in their interest to have everything blown up. Gaddafi shut down most of the oil production, I think, if those stories are true. All right, Jay, good call. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Lance, go ahead, please.
Yeah, I think Obama now is the war criminal of the world. He has to be removed from office. And I think what he's done has risen to such a high level of treason and war criminality that I would like to be the one to say, Hillary, Obama, Condoleezza, your cousin at the UN, your warmongers, Petraeus, do you want a blindfold or not because you're going a la Perez? I'm not on the firing squad, but I'll offer you blindfolds, and when you're buried, my dog and I will piss on your graves.
All right, so that's a wonderful. There he is. Well, listen, it's a thought, and you're welcome to express your thoughts. That's what this is all about. Help yourself. 800-510-8255. Scott is in Grand Chute, Wisconsin. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just thinking when Obama was running for president, before he became president, wasn't he running against George W. Bush or back then McCain, who said, and Obama was the one who said, we're not going to do it like George W. Bush. We're not going to get involved in wars. And he cited that Bush had no exit strategy for Iraq, declared mission accomplished before time, and what, did he take a play out of the playbook from George W. Bush?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, if there's a president who's worse than George Bush, that's hard to imagine. This guy's it. He's worse than Bush. And what about hope and change? The cost of gasoline is almost twice what it was in the last year of the Bush administration. I'm no defender of George Bush's, but this guy, why do we keep electing such bad presidents? Look at the system. Look at how it works. Look at who supports who. And then come back and tell me this isn't much more complicated than you think it is. 800-510-8255. Ryan, listening in Wilmington, North Carolina. You're on the countdown next.
Hey, Doug. How you doing today?
All right. How about you, sir?
Good.
Good.
You know, I think that, you know, he should have done something a lot earlier, you know, before it got to this point. And I think that the pressure is on him now, so he made a haste decision to run in there and do something. But he doesn't have a strategy. You know, it's not like a game of battleship
he
where
makes
you just
all
call
his
out
decisions.
A number.
He makes all his decisions the same way, pulls it out of his butt. And then after that, okay, so then what do we do? And they look around and talk to each other. It's just, you know, Monday morning, Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, whatever day of the week it is, it's easy to look back. But this guy's pretty predictable, and Mrs. Clinton would have been a better president.
Push a button, we'll do this, and I'll deal with it next week when I get done playing golf. How about that?
Whatever. All right, so thanks. 800-510-8255. He's down in South America. That was interesting how many people in the news media took him on because of the middle of this crisis, but the crisis they were talking about wasn't Libya, it was Japan. And, you know, so I don't know how that was relevant. I don't know that our play. And Japan is pretty obvious. We send technology. They've asked for it. We help them out, yada, yada. But here, much more complicated. And you are really upset. I'm looking at some of the Facebook comments. We'll get to those and more of your calls in just a moment here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't... Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying...
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Matthew, you know energy-saving light bulbs last 6 times longer than that old bulb in your lamp.
Yeah, well, I don't even live here.
Matthew, dinner's ready.
I never met that woman.
It's your favorite, Matt. Lasagna.
Ugh, don't you people knock?
Just give me the energy saver.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Increase employee productivity and stop malware threats.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Web Filter is an integrated hardware and software solution that enforces internet usage policies by blocking access to websites and internet applications that are not business related. The Barracuda Web Filter is the easiest way to get your staff back to work
while preventing harmful malware from entering your network.
Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM
or visit Barracuda.com.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
When you want a mortgage with historically low interest rates and a payment plan that runs on your schedule, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we've created automatic mortgage payment choices through the Wells Fargo Preferred Payment Plan, a free service available with any of our mortgages. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo and ask about our low mortgage interest rates and automatic mortgage payment choices today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage, a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., is an equal housing lender.
800-510-8255. Mario, listening to the Jet in Lake City, Florida. Good to have you here, sir. Please go ahead with your thoughts and comments.
Thank you, Doug. I have a prediction. I believe that instead of cutting back, the situation in the Middle East is going to escalate. And the price of oil is going to increase to $150 to $200. Price at the pump is going to increase to $6 to $7. And then the Middle Eastern oil countries are going to be crushed by the United States. But that is going to bring about the fall of the United States economically. And that is when Americans are going to realize they are not going to recognize their country in the next few months, maybe less than the next couple of years. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. 800-510-8255. Doesn't involve or need any comment from me. Clearwater, Florida, Garrett. Listening there. Go ahead, Garrett. You're on the countdown right now.
Hey, Doug. I was just listening to the new conspiracy about how Obama's going into Libya because of oil imports and everything, and it just makes me think, back when Bush 41 and Bush 43 did the same thing, and here we go with Obama. And it makes me wonder, if we're that desperate to go into these countries, oil-laden countries, just to get oil, number one, why hasn't gas prices come down since Bush 41 went in? And then if that's the other case, why not start drilling in our own country so we don't have to go to these foreign companies to steal their oil?
We've been having this conversation for years, since the 1970s. The amount of stupidity that is a part of this whole thing, and it is, it's moronic, stupid. We've become, we've just rolled over. It is the fact that we can't work on and use our own oil. Excuse me. It's so troubling. It gives us all a headache, Garrett. But we've got to. That's the kind of thing. You can't get rid of oil in the short run. We don't even have any real plans. What do we do after oil? We play around with stuff and niddle and fiddle and diddle with a car or something, a few fans here and there. But we have no serious plans. We have terrible leadership in our country, and maybe that's because we are an ignorant electorate. It all comes back to us. When you get to the bottom line, it comes back to us. We vote for these people. We've let the system run amok the way that it is. It's all because we are asleep at the switch. Look in the mirror. That's the problem. Thanks for your call. 800-510-8255. Facebook comments. Sean says, let them handle their business. Keep an eye on the oil flow and the Muslim communist influx. If it gets too big, we need to step in. your thoughts. Just visit DougStephan.com. Hit the Facebook insignia goes right there, and you can tell us what you're thinking. You can't call us. 51 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best-tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. You can hear it in people's voices and read it in their comments. Go to Facebook at DougStephan.com and give us your comments about establishing this no-fly zone. Patricia says, do people realize that in order for a no-fly zone to be established, we have to first bomb their military installations so that they can not retaliate against a no-fly zone? Ross listens in Hayworth, California, next up with a live call on the countdown. All right, Ross, we're interested in your thoughts.
Well, nobody's mentioned this yet, but the United States is always looking for new places to establish military bases, and I think that's another thing in addition to oil. It's either Libya or Tunisia, where the U.S. Air Force had an air base, Wheelus Air Force Base, W-H-E-E-L-U-S. And this Air Force Base was instrumental in helping Israel in the June 1967 war. And because they did, not long after that, they were ordered out. So that's my
I think it's Tunisia, but I'm not 100% sure. All right, thank you for the call. Phil is in San Jose, California, and an Obama thought here, it looks like. Go ahead, Phil.
Yeah, you know what? What really irritates me is I'm a black man, okay? And I hear, even on KGO and you guys station, you have a lot of black folks, and they're missing the point. It seems like they just want to go ahead and side with Obama because he's black, okay? He can be black to me and be an idiot at the same time, because what he's doing, like you guys say, ain't no different than George Bush. And every time a black person comes on your station, they want to make excuses for what he's doing, and there's no excuse for it at all.
Yeah. All right, Phil, thank you. Listening to KNEW in San Francisco. David, another Californian. All right, David, you're in the spotlight. You know, we're all ears for your thoughts.
Thank you. I have a different take on this. I think we probably should be there for humanitarian reasons at the very least, but
yep,
we are there for oil.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I think Obama, when he was first part of his presidency, when he was patronizing the Islam countries, And reluctantly, he got into this, not because he wanted to, probably because he was pressured by Hillary and all the others. And that's why he got into this late, no doubt, reluctantly. He didn't want to, but he had to do something to show he's somewhat of a strong person. And on the other hand, I agree with Sarah Palin, drill, baby, drill.
All right, thank you. 800-510-8255 from Drill to Will in Chicago. On the air now. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning to your listening audience. And to the caller that said black people are side with Obama because he's black, I'm a black person and I don't side with Obama, but I am looking at this thing logically. If someone were to attack the United States government, let's say if there was an uprising here in America against the government in power would do everything it could to put down that uprising. So that's what Muammar Gaddafi is doing. The United States government under Obama, George Bush, or whoever should not be over there. That's a civil war, and it should be handled internally, not from the outside. I don't think France and no other country has any way. What it really is imperialism.
Let them sort it out themselves. I think that's what you're saying. Okay, sir. Anne calls from Lynchburg, Virginia. Go ahead, ma'am.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm also a black citizen in this country. I want them to come out. I heard that this was just going to be a short-term situation. We are not heading up this coalition. So why do we always slip to the top and keep falling off the horse? We need to just step off this horse. And I think the majority of the American people are right along with me. I'm sick and tired of it. We don't have the money. We might as well be real about this. It's us who are suffering. What are we going to do, suffer along with them, too? We have donated our humanitarianism. It's time to say we've done our share. Let the rest of them take over from this. I'm tired of this.
All right, ma'am.
Stop playing God.
Yep. I think there are a lot of people who are wondering, examining why it is they voted. We just everybody becomes disillusioned, it is. The world is a mess, not just America. The world is a mess. Why? Is that something you've thought about lately? Bren on Facebook says, can we afford another war? William in Facebook says, I hope we don't get African suicide bombers coming to Europe or the U.S. I was looking at this yesterday and gave you a piece of it. If people in Libya are strong enough to overthrow Gaddafi, let them do it on their own. After all, the U.N. wasn't here to help us win independence from the British in 1776. I've been wondering when somebody's going to bring that up. And yeah, it's all about oil. A lot of you are saying that. So anyway, good comments. The Talk Radio Countdown program is written by Ken Kessler, produced by Michael Fortier. I'm Doug Steffen, hoping that you find this hour that we spend together, if that's what you spend, or a couple of hours together, or 3 hours on the weekend, to be fulfilling and informative. Talk Radio Countdown Show at 59 past the hour.